Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast and Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. We are, as usual, sponsored by LongevityPlaybook.com. Go to their website, LongevityPlaybook.com. Sign up for the free newsletter soon. That's by the end of May, certainly, probably by the end of April. You'll be able to sign up, and it won't be free, unfortunately, for the coaching program, which will be able to coach you on everything in longevity. You and your choices will make a difference. And of course, the other sponsor, that is LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum, two wonderful things that can help you and your health substantially. Yes, my name is Dr. Mike Roizen, and I'm your host today, the news of the week. This is 1234A. The A's are always the latest news of the week and what it means to you. And if you haven't listened to last week's, you'll want to. Both the A and the B segment were Senator Ron Wyden talking about his book, Chutzpah. Great book, and what it takes to help change the country, how bipartisanship works and how he's worked in bipartisanship, whether he's been the committee chair of Senate Finance, which has a lot of responsibility, or now as ranking member. What does Senate Finance do? It does everything on tariffs. It does everything on the budget and IRS. It does a lot on Medicare and the exchanges. Doesn't do Medicaid, but it does all the other things. You'd say, who does Medicaid? That's Senate help. Health, education, labor, and pensions. You'd think they would do Medicare and the exchanges, but no, that's Senate finance. And that's what Ron Wyden is the ranking member of. He gives a lot of great insights. That's 1233 A and B. So it is last week's in any case. The top news of the week is sobering data. Most adults, this is a large study in Texas, which confirms the data for the United States. In Texas, 85% of Mexican Americans who are demented don't have that diagnosis put on them. The family doesn't know about it, and thus they can't prepare for what's next or protect the rest of the family members. And it's 70% of everyone else in Texas, total of 80% overall in the survey of elderly adults who have dementia, don't know they have it, and thus the family and they can't get the services they need that are available to people with dementia, can't get the care to prevent other family members from becoming dementia. That's too bad, because there are 40 choices that we've gone over on this show that can help people stay younger longer. The next story, and that was the longevity is the next disruptor segment, is our Automega story due to obesity drugs, the SGLT2s and the GIP1s. They not only decrease the risk of obesity substantially in arthritis, heart disease, and stroke, and kidney disease in these randomized controlled trials. But now in a randomized controlled trial, they reduce chronic obstructive pulmonary disease exacerbations by a huge amount. What's the chance they decrease? What is the odds ratio that they decrease the events? And it's by about 20%. So unfortunately, I mean, that's pretty big, 20% reduction in having to go to the hospital for a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease exacerbation from one of the SGLT2s or the GLP-1s, two different. You know them by Jardiance or Farxiga for the SGLT2s, and as Ozempic and Mounjaro or Wegovy or Zepbound or Tirzepatide or Semaglutide for the GLP-1s. The Roizen Rule for the Younger You, number one, obstructive sleep apnea increases suicidal behaviors. So treating obstructive sleep apnea is more important than just keeping your pulmonary circuit or your stroke risk down or your heart risk down. It also is important for keeping your mental health intact. Rising rule for younger you, number two, if you get prescribed cannabis, that's the old marijuana, but medical cannabis, you have a 33% chance of getting addicted to it. That is getting a cannabis use disorder where you use it three or more times a week after your prescription is over. Similar, if you use it recreationally, 33% addiction in this study, large study done in three different states. So cannabis use disorder looks like it's a problem, and more of a problem the earlier you start to use cannabis in life, but also a problem, same risk for those over 65 getting a cannabis use disorder. The Roizen rule, younger you, number three. And by the way, that Roizen rule, younger you, number two is don't make unforced errors. Roizen rule, younger you, number one is keep thin. That is, it's not rule number one, but it pertains to our objective sleep apnea study. And number three, the top health risks are still increasing in the U.S. Despite the GLP-1s and GIPs, there were 941,000 heart-related deaths in 22, up from 931 in 21. And if you look at the risk, what's alarming is there's an increased risk of high blood pressure. There's an increased risk from type 2 diabetes, and there's an increased risk from people not getting control of their LDL cholesterol and from obesity. And where is obesity? Really sad. Black women had the highest obesity rates, 58%, compared to 15% among Asian women. So this is obesity, it is high blood pressure, it is type 2 diabetes, all continue to increase in the U.S. population. Smoking rates, the good news, have fallen, but that's just the only risk factor that looks like we have better control on it now than we did in 1965 or in 1990. So Roizen rule for younger you, know your six normals plus two, normal blood pressure, normal LDL cholesterol, normal fasting blood sugar, normal waist for height, no cotinine, tobacco end products or vaping end products in your urine, manage stress with posse, purpose, and play. And the plus two, your screenings and immunizations up to date, and you see a primary care physician once a year. Those are key. You do those and you radically reduce your risk for dying early. You decrease it. This is amazing. You live 30% longer after age 65 and 60% longer without any disability. Get your six normals plus two into the normal range. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. We're sponsored again by LifeFirstNaturals.com, the makers of TruBiotics, DiRescue, and Bovine Colostrum. And of course, LongevityPlaybook.com. Please go to those websites, LifeFirstNaturals.com and LongevityPlaybook.com. Just visiting them will help us stay on the air and help you continue to get this service for free. This has been 1234A. As I said, we have a great guest coming up in 1234B talking about what makes us happy. And it's not what you think. And secondly, it ain't money, by the way. It ain't sex, by the way. It is, well, I'm going to make you tune in to 1234B. Thanks again. This is Dr. Mike Roizen signing off and saying thank you. But especially thank our 50,000 listeners. You're the ones who make this work. Thanks again.